This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
On the air. Hello, I'm Doug. Let's see, she's Jennifer Horn, trying to figure out how her lint smells. Rich McFadden in our studio. He's operating our studio, main studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here monitoring Facebook and media. I wonder what kind of posts we'll have. Okay, so into today's world, Wall Street and the Dow Jones and all of the people who are running around like Chicken Little. Mock, 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 mock. Please pay no attention to it. As a matter of fact, I offer this counter for you to consider. This is the first part of September. Many of you may or may not remember what goes on in the stock market in the month of October. Right. Almost every year, there is profit taking. So if you think this is a wild ride now, you're very naive, actually foolish. If you've done anything, wait until the big boys start playing next month with your stock portfolio. If you think this month and last month were bad, but you know what? It happened last year, and here we are. We survived. It happened the year before, and we survived. It happened the year before that. It happens, just like poop. So, you know what? I'm betting we're all in the November. When the clock strikes 12 on November 1st, I bet we're all going to still be here. What do you bet?
What have you been eating this morning? What's in your Wheaties?
Let's see. I had one of those special little crackers that are good for. And I did take my
special little cracker. What the heck? What
did you get that
about?
From Kanye?
I know.
Kanye's cracker.
Or Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. No, I don't do those things, Richie, and you know that.
So what is a special cracker?
Actually, what I did was
I'm a special cracker.
Yes, you are. I took my Neo 40 capsule, and it is dramatically different. You do notice Richie wasn't here before, but you two were. I was pretty much on game. Kenny, wouldn't you have said the first couple, 3 hours of the program I was on game?
Yeah,
pretty much myself. But then I took my Neo 40, and it gives me that much more oomph, a little bit more get up and go. So I'll attribute that to Neo 40. Those of you who don't know about Neo 40, I might as well spend a minute here talking about why it is a great way. It's not a secret. I don't want to keep secrets from you. This is a great product. We've all been on it. It comes from Neogenis Labs, thus Neo 40. But what it really is a concentrated capsule that melts in your mouth, and in it are all the things that you would get in a teaspoonful of Super Beats. You put in a glass of water and drink it. The difference between the Neo 40 capsule and the drinking of the Super Beats juice is that the Neo 40 assimilates into your system immediately. So at 4 minutes past the hour, I chewed my Neo 40 capsule. And here it is, 11 past the hour, and you can hear the difference. Right? My circulation is better. My blood pressure.
I need to walk down and get mine. I'll be right back.
I want what he's having.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah, no. I walked in late, so I didn't get a chance to do mine yet. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this is the way to get the natural. I don't want to call it high because it's not really high, but it's just more energy, more momentum, more excitement in your voice. There are so many great things going on in the world. I want to spend time talking with you about them. Get as much in as possible. Some people complain that I speak too quickly, but I will enunciate clearly so you'll hear me. That's what Neo 40 does for me. It gets me to enunciate more clearly my thoughts. How's that? Pronounce? the words better? Pronounce them.
I pronounced them.
Those things. All of them.
Yes. All those things. Okay, so the serious message here is, if you want to have the pick-me-up that's healthy and with it so that you come to work ready, you don't go, let's say you're a teacher and you're on your way to school and it's like early in the morning and the kids are in there, the kids are all, here's what I think you should do. You probably get fired for doing it. Buy enough Neo 40 for the whole class and give it to all of them. How's that? Right? Does that work? That's a good idea.
That Stephen's Good Day show is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
It's all natural.
What's wrong with that? Buy it and give it to the kids in the class.
Give it to the kids, sure.
Right. Not going to hurt them. It's going to help them. So they'll actually learn something for a change before noontime. All right. So here's how you find Neo 40 and Super Beats. Special offer. When you purchase two boxes of Neo 40, you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. You get the free book on nitric oxide, why it's so important to get the blood circulating into your body. That's what it does. It opens up your arteries. The blood flows to your brain, to your muscles, to your heart and all of your organs. It's great stuff. All natural. And so if you want to try this money-back guarantee, I know it's going to work. Look at how it works for me. It works for me this well. It's bound to work this well for you. 800-655-4183. And the ladies and gentlemen who answer the phone there will introduce you to all of the possibilities. Or if you want to just kind of nose around, do a little research on your own, go to DougLikesBeats.com. All right? Again, that number, 800-655-4183. This is the point, Richie, where we get out Mrs. Reiner's part of the movie.
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what he's having. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Parents spend over $600 per child on back-to-school supplies, and that's not just backpacks, pens, pencils, and the rest of your learning needs. Keeping kids energized with the right foods and fighting colds, tears, and sniffles are a key to a successful September and beyond. Lifestyle expert Mark Silverstein has his go-tos.
Food that's easy to prepare is everything on those busy mornings. I love the Hot Pockets breakfast bites and snack bites because they're a speedy, satisfying solution for my kids. They're ready to go in just over a minute, and with 7 varieties to choose from, there's something for every child. They can even be a good source of protein, and they don't use artificial flavors.
And with back to school comes end of summer tears. One way to send your little ones off with some love.
Dry those tears and sniffles with Puffs Basic Tissues. They're dermatologist tested to be gentle on skin so your kids can take some of the softness from home with them when they go to school. And for a limited time, specialty Puffs Minions packaging is available in stores, and your kids will love to take these fun designs back to school.
More at videopump.tv.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Are you better than average at fantasy football? Yeah? Well, thanks to FanDuel.com's one-week 50-50 fantasy football leagues for real money, you can prove it. 50% of teams in these leagues win real money. And get this, FanDuel fantasy football leagues last just 1 week. Finish anywhere in the top half of FanDuel's 50-50 fantasy football leagues, and you're a winner. You'll win almost double your money and get your cash immediately. Plus, with no season-long commitment at FanDuel, you only play when you want. So, Mr. Above-Average Fantasy Football player, what are you waiting for? Right now, FanDuel is offering you free entry into a one-week 50-50 money league. Finish in the top half and you'll win instant cash. No strings attached. But hurry, this amazing offer ends this Friday. The only way to get free entry into a one-week 50-50 fantasy football league is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code PICK. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code PICK.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so yesterday, first day of school for a lot of people, including Harry Potter's son. How many people
so
are
crazy
following that?
Really? Is he going to Hogwarts?
Does that make people who've been following this thing feel old? Harry Potter's son, first day of school yesterday. How does that settle with the people who've been following J.K. Rowling?
The great thing is Harry Potter still looks like he's 14 years old.
The kid who plays it, what's his name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
How old does he look? He's been in a lot of movies.
That's what I'm saying. He looks 14 years old.
Looks that young?
Yeah.
Really? He went naked on Broadway, you know.
Yes, he did.
Roberta Solin.
Yeah.
And I've heard that it was
naked.
What? Like, you got an name.
Oh, will you stop it?
All right,
because school has started, I thought we'd spend a little time talking about what's going on in school. Here's a story from veterinary student Bessie Quinn, who filed a lawsuit against Foothill College in San Jose. She filed this lawsuit this summer. A teacher flunked her after she declined to do a class assignment to dissect a fetal pig.
Mm.
Her lawyer said that forcing her to dissect an antithetical pig is against everything this country is founded on, because her love of animals is the equivalent of other people's belief in God. That was how they went to court. No decision has yet been rendered in that case. All right, here's a follow-up to the Indiana high school freshman whose head was too big for his helmet. You've heard this story or not? I'll give you the background. Tyler Money is the name of this youngster. Has a
J.K. 26 fat head.
Right, 26-inch head. Circumference of his head is 26 inches. Got a helmet that's big enough from an online sporting good distributor in Virginia so he can play football this season. His coach said that he ought to be able to use the helmet the rest of the school career. He's a junior, so long as he doesn't grow any bigger. I can just imagine. This kid's 6'1", weighs 285 pounds. He's 13 years old.
Wow.
13 years old with a 26-inch
head. And he's not done growing at 13.
No.
Imagine feeding that kid.
Oof, holy mackerel.
Okay, so can we comment?
That's why you're here, Jennifer.
Okay. Well, you moved on from the last story. I would just say...
Well, you want to comment about the last story?
Yeah, I'm sick of it. You know what? Part of the curriculum is...
Wait a minute. That's our comment for everything today. I'm sick of it.
I am. I'm tired. I'm all up to here.
Right.
But you know what? If you are in school and this is the curriculum, I had to dissect a pig. You live. How do you think people do studies, to know what's okay with humans? They do it on animals first. I don't know. I don't feel sorry for this lady at all.
I don't either.
Sensitive.
Yeah,
I think
she had to kill the pig.
Yeah. Well, that would be a whole different thing.
The pig was probably dead.
Yeah.
Remember how they smell? Remember you going to the botany class or biology class?
I don't know, man. Some people just aren't built for
that. And the smell of the formaldehyde when you would take out the frog and have to dissect it, or in this case, the pig.
I never did a frog in high school. I did a baby pig, and then when I was thinking I wanted to be a doctor and still radio, I did a cow eyeball,
oh,
a sheep brain, a cow heart.
I remember getting a cow's tongue and having to cut that.
Oh, I had to do a cat too. So funny. My cat had his tongue sticking out of its mouth.
Really? Just then?
it was hit by a car.
Do a C-section. Yeah. All right.
That was very sad.
I'm certainly glad Jennifer did have the ability to comment on those stories.
Thank you.
21 after on Good Day.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil.
Check out some of the videos of the day this week at DougStephan.com, including this one from Darlene Love.
Long as it makes you hear the song, it's sha-la-la-la-la.
Why did you kiss me with all of your mind? Why did the star shine?
Sounds like good old Darlene Love to me. How about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing short of superb. So this is the video at DougStephan.com is for her new song, Forbidden Nights, which is on her new album due in a couple of weeks. The video features a lot of cameos, including The Boss, Bill Murray, Joan Jett, David Letterman, Paul Schaefer, Elvis Costello, who wrote this song for Darlene. You gotta see the video, but it's fun to listen to the song. Crank it up, Richie. Nice. Voice just been singing for 50 years, right? This video and listen to the song. I love this era of rock music, frankly.
She ripped it off, though.
How so?
It's the wall of sound.
Yeah, of course it wasn't rip it off. She was part of it.
Bill's in jail and
but she was part of the original. She wouldn't have sex with Phil Spector, so he threw her out and brought Ronnie in. That's where Veronica Mars, Veronica Lake is her name. She married, or eventually married, but she'd have sex with him, and that's why she became the lead singer, the Ronettes.
But Darlene was there first. Huh?
It would have been the Darlene.
The Darlene.
The Darlene.
But she was there. Darlene was there first. She just thought that Phil Spector was a pig.
But it's
and he
totally
turned out to be a pig.
Huh?
But of course it's the Wall of Sound.
Even that old...
The Wall of Sound came, Richie, from the... not from the funk, but from the...
Yeah, the funk.
L.A. No, no, no. The L.A., the Wall, the Crash. What's the...
The Wrecking Crew.
Thank you.
This is totally the Funk Brothers from Motown. Listen to 8 out of 10 Motown
Richie,
songs.
The Wall
like
of
this.
Sound was created by Phil and the Wrecking Crew.
But listen to this. This is totally Motown right here. I mean, every...
Yeah.
Every Motown song starts like that.
Great. It's so
every single one.
Terrific. All right, so that's our plug for Darlene Love. Good for her. All right, let's see. Video of the day from yesterday comes as part of what seems to be a growing trend, the auto-cue fail. An auto-cue fail is when the newscaster reads aloud cues that are on the teleprompter. This guy. All right, so listen to this.
5 hours later, we're not even supposed to be at our destination. We had these
for effect.
Now, a Russian has been crowned air guitar world champion in Finland of what must be one of the world's loudest and oddest competitions.
Okay.
Which you couldn't quite hear is after
hear.
The story, right. he says he looks very solemnly into the camera and says, "Pause for effect."
Right. He's supposed
and
to pause for effect.
Story.
His director put the cue on. I mean, that would be like me reading a commercial, and on the side of the commercial it says, "The commercial is over now," and you read, "This commercial is over now." Yeah, that kind of stuff. Video of the day today is the El Paso Chihuahuas, the story of this minor league baseball team.
Really
very cool what they did over the weekend. Check it all out at DougStefan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Stefan and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, health,
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and at her fullest and her best, Jennifer Horn with the full story. Rich McFadden, oh hi, and Kenny Kessler here on the air. Earlier this summer, the Supreme Court decided that same-sex marriage was a constitutional right in all of our states. But a county clerk in Kentucky has refused to issue marriage licenses to these couples. The background information, for those of you who want to get rid of the hysteria, and that's part of my problem here, I've been a little hysterical about this. Bottom line, ruling means that no government official, county clerks, anybody, can deny same-sex marriage licenses. This county clerk has said her religious beliefs go against that ruling, so she stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether. Four couples have sued her. Judge tried to force her to issue licenses. She said no, appealed. Supreme Court said she was wrong, not an option, issue the licenses. Yesterday she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm acting under God's authority, and that's where the problem is. This is the first major standoff since the Supreme Court had their ruling on same-sex marriages. So this isn't the end of it by any stretch of the imagination, but it's becoming now pedantic, repetitive, and all about her, and it ought not to be all about her. It's not about her, her religious beliefs. It's about the law. I think I just wanted to sort of reassess it in a way that seemed to be cool, calm, and collected. That's what's going on. That's what the issue is. And that's the explanation of where it is at the moment. Where does it go from here? Who knows? I would like to have the Pope weigh in on this. What do you think? The Pope's weighing in on all kinds of other stuff. Let's have the Pope's discussion of abortion, right? Mm-hmm. He said, quote, the forgiveness of God cannot be denied to one who has repented. granted. If you ask for forgiveness, if you had an abortion, ask for forgiveness, you should be given forgiveness. And I believe that you have been forgiven, if that's what your belief is. It's kind of a strange thing.
That's a huge shift for the right. Catholic culture, because kids that are brought up in Catholic school are taught to believe abortion, wrong, no turning back from that. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. I mean, this is a huge shift.
Yeah. Well, in a manner of speaking, this is, unfortunately, my read on it. It may not be popular, but that's okay, because a lot of my reads on things are not very popular. I believe that people say that the Bible is the Word of God. Everybody speaks in a manner of, if you understand or you think that we all come from a Creator, or a power that is greater than we are, then all of our words, all of our actions, for whatever the reason, we can't understand why there is murder, mayhem, maladjustment, mistreatment, mental disease, all the things that are seemingly wrong with being a human being. Why do we have these problems if there's a beneficent God? And you can look into the Bible and figure, okay, well, where did this all come from? Some people say it's the Word of God. I think we all are speaking the words of God, frankly. Men wrote the Bible. Men interpreted the words that came from who knows where. Remember, it took 400 years to put the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the fold in the Bibles that were printed. And there were, by the way, many more Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Johns, the same sorts of things that were scrutinized by the early bishops, and they didn't like some of the things that these other people said or recounted, so they only put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the Bible. That was all about men and the discretion of what was written and said. It's all about men and what they say, and that's what all of this stuff is about. All about men, literally in this case, trying to control what other men and women do with their lives. That's what religion is all about. So, the only thing that I find...
It's Doug@DougStephan.com.
Yeah, that's right. Doug@DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougStephan.com.
Thanks for spelling it, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook /good day. Anyway, the Pope is... This Pope happens to be, fortunately for most of the people who believe and who want to have somebody that is inspirational, he's the kind of guy that we're talking about. When we look at all of the problems in the world and we say, how has leadership become so weak? Here's a guy who is a leader. I don't care that he's the leader of the church. He sets a good tone. He sets a positive image. His job in this circumstance was narrowly focused or narrowly interpreted by the people who have been there before him. He's broadening it out. And by the way, he did not seek this job. He was asked and encouraged and voted in. He did not go around trying to get the people who would be voting to vote for him.
Is he like Trump?
That's a great question. Maybe a little more finite, or maybe a little more refined. Maybe the word I'm looking for is refined.
But he says what he thinks.
The issues. Yes, he does.
He does what he wants.
Yep, good point.
And does he care what people think?
Not much. Doesn't appear to me. A lot of Catholics.
And is that
can you
why
believe
he's
what
popular?
The, well, what do you think?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Because he's changing things.
DougStephan.com. What do the Catholics think of this? There are many dyed-in-the-wool traditional Catholics.
But the conservative Catholics
this
don't like
anathema to
the Catholic attendance in Catholic churches is up.
Well, of course it is, because this guy's bringing them in, because he's got something to say, and he's telling the priest to, be relevant. Be relevant to what's going on. He's a good, scratch good, he's a great leader of men. And this is what we need in politics, in religion.
He has political courage, which is one of those things that I've been looking for with, people that are leaders.
Right.
But I think what he does more than anything else, and sometimes I don't agree with what he talks about. I don't know how I feel about the whole abortion thing, but he gets people talking, and that's been missing because the Catholic Church has been scratching their head about how to bring young people into the church, and the people before him were not doing it by just going along with the old status quo.
Here you go, though. CatholicNews.com. Pope Francis appeal not measurable yet in church attendance, according to a Pew Research poll.
Yeah.
And this is last year. So.
And you're a good Catholic.
Well, it's nice of you to say.
I think you are. Regarding
this whole abortion thing, the Pope is not saying that abortion is okay.
Right. He's saying you'll get forgiven.
What he has said is that this is an agonizing decision that a woman has made, and it bogs them down and weighs them down for their life. And if they are looking for forgiveness, then he's authorizing priests to give that to them.
Instead of just chucking them out.
Right.
Right.
Like they would with divorce or this previously.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, I've had this conversation with people that I'm close to. If you got pregnant and didn't want to have the baby, what would you do, Jennifer?
It would never be an option for me.
You'd bring it to term.
I would have the baby. If I really couldn't take care of it, I would give it up for adoption. Mm-hmm. But there's no, I mean, for me, morally, I could not live with
myself.
Do you
know women who have had an abortion?
Yeah, actually, I think we all do, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, I think we all know the same person that has had one.
Oh,
I can't say that I know in my social circle anybody that's had one. I had a friend who came very close and at the last minute decided she'd keep it, and now she's happy and got three kids and so happy she made that decision. For me, I couldn't live with myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richie, you and your wife ever had this conversation?
I adopted a little girl.
Yeah.
So, no.
And Kenny? You were beyond childbearing children. You married into Lisa's family. The kids were older anyway. And that's
We actually talked about having another child when we got married 10 years ago, but mm-hmm. it didn't work out, and I can't see it coming up. We've never talked about it.
Well, I think there's something here that is worth discussing, and perhaps there are two or three things. I'm going to tell you from my perspective the most important part of this, and it isn't just this pronouncement, it's whatever he says. He exercises his authority, his leadership, his intelligence, his bravado, whatever you want to call it. He's an inspiration that the world sorely needs. We need people like that in politics. We need people like that in religion. We need people like that in business. And you don't see a lot of them. And so for him, whatever he says, whatever he does to attract attention, I know he's visiting our country and there's going to be a lot of attention on him.
He's going to be a mess.
But it isn't about him and being the Pope. For me, anyway, I don't care about him as Pope. What I care about is that he says things that are provocative, intelligent, well thought out, and helpful. I'm not perfect. I want help. I think everybody needs help. We're all looking for somebody to stimulate. That's why books are written. That's why, I guess, television shows are done. Movies are done. I mean, some of it's entertainment. Some of it's provoked.
To finish this one off,
yeah.
I just searched, what religion is Donald Trump, since we were kind of comparing Trump and the Pope?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
What religion do you think he is?
I would say he would be a Lutheran or Methodist, something like that.
Not too far. Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Because now I had heard that he was going to a Baptist church, though, right? That he claimed he was going there, but then they said he had religion showing up.
First Presbyterian church as of 2012. First Presbyterian church in Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. And he collects Bibles.
Yeah, that I knew. Yeah, that's pretty much been an interesting fellow. By the way, speaking of Donald Trump.
Bibles, and money.
And he keeps every single one of them.
Trump is going to appear on The Tonight Show on September 11th. Jimmy Fallon. Joe Biden will be on Colbert's Late Show as one of his inaugural
guests. He's going to announce
guests.
There? That would be a big get for Stephen Colbert, huh? Wouldn't it?
Other people in the news, Carly Fiorina, the folks.
I'm so glad for her.
What do we call the cable news network? I got to find
it. CNN.
Yeah, no. Cable news, certain news neglected.
Right.
She protested, and they've changed the criteria, as well they ought to be, because she's number three in the polls. this?
Yeah, the old criteria was that from July until September, they would take polls and average out. Right. Whoever had more than 1% would be on the stage. Well, 8 of the 10 polls that they were going to average happened before the last debate, mm-hmm. before Carly Fiorina right. surged. And so she said, and rightly so, said, hey, this isn't fair. I need to, you know, I get to have my time, too.
Yeah.
And they actually, they acquiesced. They listened. They changed the rules. And the RNC, I've heard, is not so happy about that. Yeah, because...
Yeah, exactly. Chicken pox in the news next on Good Days, 45 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
How much do you know about your family tree? Scott Fisher hosts a radio show about genealogy called Extreme Genes.
People will say, there's nothing more interesting and exciting than your own family history, and probably not nearly as interesting when it's somebody else's family history. But when I've gotten into this and heard the stories of discoveries that many other people and many of my listeners have made, it is fascinating. And the journey to find it is a story in itself. So you get the story, and then you get the story of how it was found.
Some of the best career advice anywhere is now available with a discount just for listeners of Doing What Works. At MaureenAnderson.com, click on the Knock 'em Dead banner. Enter the promo code WHATWORKS for a 20% discount on any Knock 'em Dead purchase. That's MaureenAnderson.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. As you stock up on school supplies for back to school, it's important to equip your child with the right tools, but also the skills to combat bullying. Leading writing instrument company Pilot Pen wants to help. Did you know Pilot's Friction Clicker, a retractable gel ink pen that writes smoothly and erases cleanly, also supports a great cause? Pilot is donating at least $125,000 from sales of Friction to national nonprofit Stomp Out Bullying to fund educational programs in schools. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, and mom.
Every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention happens 4% of the time, peer intervention 11% of the time, and no intervention 85% of the time. 1 in 4 kids is bullied, and 8% miss at least one class per month for fear of bullies. We need to help empower our children to stand up to bullies and speak up if they or someone they know is being bullied.
Help Pilot and Stomp Out Bullying erase bullying for good. For more information, visit www.helperasebullying.com.
All right, so trending at DougSteffen.com today, the Carly Fiorina story about her spot on the stage, the officers being charged in the Freddie Gray death heading to court, CIA Special Ops Forces launching a drone war against ISIS. Let's see where that goes. They'll be shooting those puppies down right and left. And then there is the story from Kansas City. The Royals, Kansas City Royals, have been hit by a bout of chicken pox. The outbreak struck the clubhouse over the weekend.
Crazy,
All-star
right?
reliever Kelvin Herrera and right fielder Alex Rios. The team has scrambled to ensure the other players are inoculated. It is, at this age, just kind of a crazy thing. Not expected with people who are this age. How many people had chicken pox here as adults?
As adults? No, as a kid, yeah.
It's really very interesting. Our poll, by the way, today at DougStephan.com asks that question.
Think about the countries that many of these guys come from and whether they were
That's exactly where I was going, Richie. They had not been vaccinated earlier on.
So you like the vaccine? Could you write this down, Rich?
I didn't say I like the vaccine.
Stop turning
I'm just
around.
Saying that there is, well, but the health realities are different there. Okay, so our poll today, have you had chickenpox? A, I had it when I was a kid. B, had it when I was a teenager. C, had it when I was an adult. D, had it twice. E, never had chickenpox. Have you had shingles? That's the related. Yesterday's poll, how many times has your computer, laptop, phone, or other device been hacked? 40% said, I've never been hacked. Good luck to you, folks. Wait for your turn.
Play the lottery.
51 after on Good Day.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doesn't matter where it hits, nothing would survive, not even bacteria. The other thing, none of them want to pay taxes again.
What a great scene that would be. Aerosmith.
This government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
It's a real good ham and egger. There were two of these movies out pretty much at the same time. In the summer of 1998, believe it or not, that's how long ago Armageddon was out. Chuck, what was the other movie?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Same movie.
T. Leone.
Different people in it. Yeah, T. Leone. It was her first really big starring role, I think, wasn't it? Get back to brass tacks.
As a lead in a big summer movie, it was.
She went out to the beach and got swept up in the wave with her father.
That's a great scene. It was Maximilian Schell.
Maximilian Schell.
That's a great scene.
Yep.
You know, Armageddon actually was on last night. I was watching it on AMC.
It's one of those
which originally was the call, Letters for American Movie Classic, but when when they started showing Halloween 6 many years ago, that term didn't apply.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. Anyway, Aerosmith movie music brings us into movie moments from the movie Armageddon. The song was number one, movie number one during this week in 1998. First clip had Billy Bob Thornton's voice. Second clip was Bruce Willis. I think the third one was Bruce Willis as well, wasn't it? I remember correctly.
Yep.
All of them. So, and who else made his debut and actually had impact? Armageddon. Ben. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Affleck.
Yeah, I think that was his first fairly big role, wasn't it?
He did the...
Goodwill Hunting.
That was a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
Critics weren't kind, but the public liked it a lot.
What's the Alec Baldwin role that he got?
That was after that, way after that.
Was it?
You're talking about his...
Some of All Fears, Rich is talking about.
Yeah, right. The Jack Ryan movie.
Jack Ryan movie.
No, I was laughing a long time.
Well, I mean, Goodwill Hunting is what put them both
on the
map.
Right. Yep. And the only reason that movie got made, the two of them went to Robin Williams. Somehow or other they met him. You've heard the story, Chucker. Somehow they got connected to Robin Williams. And Robin Williams saw the script, and they asked him, would he please be in it? And he said yes. Otherwise, nobody would have... The only reason Robin Williams' name on that marquee got people to go see the movie, then they realized how good Damon and Affleck were. But if it hadn't been for Robin Williams, nobody would have seen that movie.
Well, you know the story. There's immense talent out there, but if nobody opens the door for you, you never get discovered.
That's like Richard. That's like Chucker. If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there, does it make any noise? How's that?
I'm going to say yes.
Good for you. All right, Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much. Only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much. Only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the chief psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
By the way, we were just talking about Bruce Willis, who is now spending time helping the firefighters. You see that, Chucker, battling the wildfires? He's been treating them to meals.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He lives
well, he
in
just
this
got,
area.
You know, he was filming a part in Woody Allen's latest movie last week and reportedly got fired from the film.
Oh, really? Why?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess he has, well, it's well known, Bruce Willis has a reputation of being very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess Woody Allen and him didn't mesh very well.
Right.
I'd like to see that imagine, argument. Actually. Right. Yeah,
get that going. So he bought lunch. He's arranged catering to feed all the firefighters in the area that's near one of his residences in Idaho. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right, what else? Movie news, Chucker.
Some movies to look forward to in September. A Walk in the Woods, which is just opened, I believe, today. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte. Hard to believe, Doug. Robert Redford is now 79 years old.
Nolte looks like he's 79.
2,000 screens.
Yeah. Nolte looks like he's 79. All right, another quickie, Chucker. What else? Quick.
Black Mass opens on the 18th with Johnny Depp as Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Depp looks like he's giving a really good performance.
That looks like an interesting movie.
Looking forward to it.
Weird. Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.